Mini Story 5.3 Lesson 5.3 Welcome to the third mini story lesson. As usual in the mini story lesson, you should try to answer the questions as possible as you can. So, are you ready? In that case, let's start. About the passengers' charity. One gentleman was traveling in a train. He felt thirsty and got down at a station in search of water. Was there an old man? No, there was not an old man. Was there an old woman? No, there was not an old woman. Was there an adventurer? No, there was not an adventurer. Was there a gentleman? Yes, there was a gentleman. Who was traveling on a ship? Nobody was traveling on the ship. Who was traveling on a bus? Nobody wasn't traveling on a bus. Who was traveling in the train? A gentleman was traveling in the train. Was it a train or a car? It was a train. Did he feel tired and got down at the station? No, he didn't feel tired and get down at the station. Did he feel tired and miss the station? No, he didn't feel tired and miss the station. Did he get down at the station by thinking that it was his address? No, he didn't think that it was his address. Did he feel thirsty and get down the station? Yes, he felt thirsty and got down the station. Did he feel hungry and got down at the station? Was he thirsty so much? Yes, he was thirsty so much. Was an old man thirsty? No, he was not an old man. Was a young man thirsty boy? No, he was not a young thirsty boy. Was he a thirsty gentleman? Yes, he was thirsty. Who got off the train? A gentleman got off the train. Did he go in the shop after getting down? No, he didn't go in the shop. Did he get down at the station in search of new adventures? No, he didn't get down at the station in search of new adventures. So why did he get down at the station? In search of water, he got down at the station. No sooner he had reached the tap water than the engine whistled and started. He ran back but missed the train. Did he decide to get out for drinking water? Yes, he decided to get out for drinking water. Was he only thirsty? Yes, he was only thirsty. Could he find water? Yes, no sooner he could find water. Was he so thirsty? Yes, he was so thirsty. Did he ask for water from people? No, he didn't ask for water. Did he still buy a water at a shop? No, he didn't still buy water at a shop. Was there a shop near here? No, there wasn't a shop near here. Did he reach the tap water? Yes, he reached the tap water. Did he take water and go to the sleep? No, he didn't take water and go to the sleep. Did he take water and wash his face? No, he didn't take water and wash his face. Did he get water in bottle too? No, he didn't get water in the bottle. Did he take water and continue his trip? No, he didn't take water and continue his trip. Did the policeman whistle? No, the policeman didn't whistle. Did a boy whistle? No. A young boy didn't whistle. Who whistled? The engine whistled. Did the engine whistle when started? Yes, the engine whistled then started. Did he hear the whistle? Yes, he heard the whistle. Did he still stay? No, he didn't still stay. Did he run back? Yes, he ran back. Didn't he expect it? Yes, he didn't expect it. Did he miss the train? Yes, he missed the train. Did the engine wait for him? No, the engine didn't wait for him. Did he have a headache and miss the station? No, he didn't have a headache. Did he look for anybody and miss the train? No, he didn't look for anybody and miss the train. Were all people in the train except for him? Yes, all people in the train except for him. It was getting darker. He said, "It's getting dark. I must find a place to stay." And he decided to spend the night at the station. Was it light? No, it wasn't light. Was it midnight? No, it wasn't midnight. Was it getting darker? Yes, it was getting darker. Did he cry? No, he didn't cry. Did he worry that it was getting dark? Yes, he was scared a little. Did he want him to return home? No, he thought only about the time of the next train. Did he decide to spend the night at a slum? No, he didn't decide to spend his time in a slum. Did he decide to spend the night on the bench? No, he didn't decide to spend the night on the bench. Did he decide to go on food? No, he didn't decide to go on food. Did he decide to spend the night at a station? Yes, he decided to spend the night at a station. The next morning, he inquired about the next train. He came to know that its next train was on the other day. Did he ask for people to help him? No, he didn't ask for people to help him. Did he ask the prices of the next morning bus? No, he didn't ask the prices of the next morning bus. Did he ask where the toilet was? No, he didn't ask this. Did he ask about the next train? Yes. The next morning, he inquired about the next train. Did he wait for the next train? Yes, he waited for the next train. Was he informed that the next train was after 2 hours? No, he didn't come to know that the next train was after 2 hours. Was he informed that the next train would be? No, he wasn't informed that. Did he come to know which day the train would be? Yes, he came to know on which day he would be the next train. So he decided to find a place for a day. He went to the nearby lodges to ask for a room, but found none. It was getting darker, and he couldn't find a room. Did he search a place to stay for a week? No, he didn't search a place to stay for a week. Did he decide to sleep on the railway? No, he didn't decide to sleep on a railway. Did he decide to find a place for a day to stay? Yes, he decided to find a place for a day to stay. Did he have relatives there? No, he didn't have relatives. Did he go to the motels? Yes, he went to the nearly lodges to ask for a room. Did he go to the mountain to stay at night? No, there wasn't a mountain near here. Did he search a place to sleep all his life? No, he didn't search a place to live all his life. Didn't he have his own people there? No, he didn't have his own people there. Could he find a place to stay? No, he couldn't find none. Didn't he have anywhere to go? No, he didn't have anywhere to go. Was it too late? Yes, it was getting darker. Did he worry getting dark? Yes, he worried about getting dark. Was it getting cold? Yes, it was getting cold. Was he scared? Yes, he was scared. At last, he reached a small hut. He asked the owner of the hut whether he could stay at his house for a day. The owner absolutely agreed. Did he think a lot? Yes, he thought a lot. Did he have difficulties? Yes, he had difficulties. Was he sorry about himself? Yes, he was sorry about himself. Did he start trying more? Yes, he started trying more. Didn't he want to be in that situation? No, he didn't want this situation. At least, did he find a small slum? Yes, he searched a small hut. Was it yard? No, it was not yard. Was the small slum built from wood? No, the small slum was so poor. Did it get dark? Yes, it got dark. Did he want to stay here? Yes, he wants to stay there. Did he ask the doorkeeper whether he could stay for 2 days? No, he didn't ask the doorkeeper whether he could stay for 2 days. Did he ask the owner some bread? No, he didn't ask the owner some bread. Did he ask the owner of the hut whether he could stay at his house for a day? Yes, he asked the owner of the hut whether he could stay at this house for a day. Was the owner a bad person? No, the owner wasn't a bad person. Was the owner a good man? Yes, he was a good and clever. Was he angry? No, he wasn't angry. Did he refuse him? No, he didn't refuse him. Did he say, go away? No, he didn't say, go away. Did he say it wasn't a hotel? No, he didn't say it wasn't a hotel. Did he absolutely agree? Yes, he absolutely agreed. Who totally agreed? The owner of the hut readily agreed. Didn't the gentleman expect this answer? Yes, the gentleman didn't expect this answer. Was he pleased? Yes, he was pleased. Did the owner think that he was a thief? No, he didn't think that. For what did he totally agree? The owner of the hut readily agreed him to stay in his house for a day. Did the owner respect the guests? Yes, the owner respected the guest. That day, the owner supplied him with food and place to stay, but he didn't ask anything in return for his help. Did the owner serve him? Yes, that day the owner served him food and gave him a room to stay. Was he friendly? Yes, he was friendly. Did the owner have to share the room with him? No, he didn't share the room with him. Didn't he expect anything in return? No, he didn't expect anything in return. Did he demand money? No, he didn't demand money. Did he demand a luxury house? No, he didn't demand. Did he demand gold? He didn't demand gold. Did he demand a car? No, he didn't demand a car. What did he demand? He didn't accept anything in return. Why didn't he demand anything in return? Because he was a good person. When it was 7 o'clock, the gentleman heard a knock at the door. Did the gentleman hear the door squeak when it did strike 7 in the clock? No, he didn't hear a door squeak when it did strike the 7 in the clock. Did he hear him talking on the phone? No, he didn't hear him talking on the phone. Did he hear the owner punishing anybody? No, he didn't hear the owner punishing anybody. Did he hear somebody crying at midnight? No, nobody cried. Did he hear a creak? No, he didn't hear a creak. So, what did he hear when it's 7 o'clock? He heard a knock at the door when it did strike 7 in the clock. Did anybody come? Yes, somebody come. Did owner call guests? The owner didn't call guests. Was it 6 o'clock? No, it wasn't 6 o'clock. It was 7 o'clock. The villager opened the door. The gentleman saw that man dressed in rich and entered the hut and demanded the owner to pay his debts. Did he wait for locking the door? No, he didn't wait for locking the door. Did he look at the window? No, he didn't look at the window. Did he open the door? Yes, he opened the door. Who opened the door? The villager opened the door. Did he think that it was the gentleman's friends? No, he didn't think it was gentleman's friends. Did the gentleman see a hunchback man? No, he didn't see a hunchback man. Did he see a lot of tourists? No, he didn't see a lot of tourists. Was he a policeman? No, he was not a policeman. Did he see a man dressed in rich? Yes, he saw a man who dressed in rich. Did he see a gentle-faced man? No, he didn't see a gentle-faced man. Did he see an exhausted man? No, he didn't see an exhausted man.
Wasn't he poor?
Yes, he wasn't poor.
Was he an authoritative man?
Yes, he was an authoritative man. Did he set that man asking room for a night? No, he didn't ask for a room for a night.
Did he see that man beating him?
No, he didn't beat him.
So what did he see?
He saw that man dressed in rich and entered the hut and demanded the owner to pay his debts. The gentleman found that the villager needed some money. Next morning, he put a pocket of money and left.
Did the gentleman find out that the villager now had debts?
Yes, he came to know that the villager had debts.
Did the owner have a lot of debts?
Yes, the owner had a lot of debts.
Did he see that a man holding him?
No, he didn't see that man hold him.
Did he try to hear their conversation?
No, he didn't hear it suddenly.
Did he try to stop their conversation?
No, he didn't try to stop their conversation.
Was he in need of money?
Yes, he was in need of money.
Did he need money to build a house?
No, he didn't need money to build a house.
Did he give him his credit card?
No, he didn't give him his credit card.
Did he give him gold?
No, he didn't give anything at that time.
Was the owner sad?
Yes, he was sad.
Did the gentleman once give money to him?
Yes, he wanted to give money to him.
Did the gentleman put a pocket of money in the room and left?
Yes, he put a pocket of money in the room and left.
Did he give money on his hand?
No, he didn't give money on his hand.
Did he do goodness?
Yes, he did goodness.
Did gentleman have gentle character?
Yes, he had gentle character.
Could the villager find the pocket?
Yes, he could find the pocket.
Who left a pocket of money?
A gentleman left a pocket of money.
Did he help him completely?
Yes, he helped him completely.
Was he surprised?
Yes, he was surprised.
Did he see a letter too?
Yes, there was a note addressed to him. I asked for help, and you helped me, and you didn't expect anything from me. Yesterday, I heard the conversation between you and the stranger that came to know that you were in the need of money. This is what you need.
Was the letter long?
No, the letter wasn't long.
Did the gentleman write his complaint in his note?
No, he didn't write his complaints in his letter.
Did he write that he wanted to give a house to him?
No, he didn't do that.
Was gentleman a rich man?
Yes, he was rich too.
Did he write that the conversation was interesting?
No, he didn't write that.
Did he write, please give me it back quickly?
No, he didn't write, please give me it back quickly.
Was the letter about his thanks?
Yeah, it was.
So, what did he write?
Well, he wrote his gratitude. He wrote that he helped him, but he didn't expect anything from him. But the villager was in need of money, so that's why he left that amount of money that he needed.
Was his letter important for him?
Yes, it was so important for the owner because of the need of money. So that's all for the mini story. But I want you to listen to the mini stories again and again as soon as possible. So make sure that you are listening to these lessons 1 hour every day at least, but more than 20 times a week. I would like you to listen to the mini story while listening to the tracks. Smile, breathe deeply, be active, and move your body. That's all for me today. See you next time. Bye-bye. POV 5.3. Welcome back. Today we are going to do another POV. And I hope you are ready to listen. So make sure you are standing up. Make sure you are alert. So hands around,
jump up and down, whatever it is to get ready and get blood moved in and circulating. And get ready to pay attention and listen and remember. More you listen, the better you will learn. So let's start. About the passenger's charity. One day, a gentleman was traveling in a train. He felt thirsty and got down at a station in search of water. No sooner he had reached the tap water, than the engine whistled and started. He ran back, but he missed the train. It was getting darker, and he decided to spend the night at a station. Next morning, he inquired about the next train. He came to know that the next train was on the other day. So he decided to find a place to stay for a night. He went to the nearby lodges to ask for a room, but he found none. It was getting darker, and he couldn't find a room. At least, he reached a small hut. He asked the owner of the hut whether he could stay in his house for a day. The owner totally agreed. That day, the owner supplied him with food and gave him a room to stay, but he didn't ask anything in return. At night, when it did strike 7 o'clock, the gentleman heard a knock at the door. The villager opened the door. The gentleman saw that a man dressed in rich and demanded the owner to pay his debts. The gentleman came to know that the villager was in need of money. The next morning, he put a pocket of money in the drawer of the room and left. When the villager came dead, there was a note addressed to him. There was written, "You helped me, but you didn't expect anything from me. Yesterday I heard the conversation between you and the stranger and came to know that you were in need of money. This is what you need.